This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We've got Chapter 3, the brand new audio version of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. Our Vatican Assassin, BC, is out of the sewers beneath Lunar Prime, but just discovered his stash of clean clothes is missing. So we're going to catch up with BC and learn a little bit about Lunar Prime as we get into Chapter 3 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, coming up on this week's episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Head to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com for links to all of my books and all of my projects. I've got a few things, of course. You can get the new edition of Vatican Assassin. It's available as an ebook, as a paperback, and as an audiobook. You're hearing, of course, the audio version on this podcast as well. I've also just put out a calendar for 2021 of 12 images that I've taken over the last year exploring stone workings around New England. Some beautiful landscape shots and also some shots of stone chambers and other mysterious places around New England. So that calendar is available at my site. And I've been also posting new videos of the explorations I've been doing of these stoneworks around New England. All those are available again at mikeluoma.com or glowinthedarkradio.com. If you'd like to support this podcast by becoming a patron, please head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, you can be a patron of Glow in the Dark Radio and get free stuff like the ongoing podcast right now, where patrons are getting the chapters of this book that you're hearing on this podcast about a month in advance. And that's just some of what you get as a patron of Glow in the Dark Radio. That's patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or again, like everything else, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. We'll get into Chapter 3 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's called Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 3 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Reagan Station began as a military outpost. Now, as Lunar Prime, it thrives as an independent city-state, a hub of commercial activity, a cosmopolitan capital, and neutral territory in the war, home to over 2 million people. More than just a moon base, Lunar Prime is a city unto itself. Built off the main dome are over 50 separate neighborhood areas, engineered and designed to be aesthetically pleasing and diverse, as well as functional. Most of Reagan Station was constructed in the last half of the 21st century, after a UIN missile strike back in 2062 destroyed most of the first Reagan Station, originally built by the old United Nations as a military security and mission to Mars base, and later ceded to the UTZ. The UIN's missile strike gave them control of the moon in 2062. The UIN took over the moon after their attack forced the UTZ off. They began rebuilding, making improvements and adapting the base to their needs. 9 years later, in 2071, the war shifted. The UTZ regained control of the moon and reestablished Reagan Station. Though technically still a military base, the rebuilt Reagan Station's entertainment facilities and landing facilities became commercial ventures, subcontracted to corporate members of the UTZ. The UTZ is driven by commerce and finds ways to make money in any venture. The facilities became incredibly popular, a gold mine for the subcontractors. The entertainment facility's growth soon outpaced the UTZ military's developments on the moon. The moon became civilized. The employees of these facilities were the moon's new working class, Lunar Prime's new backbone. Many of the workers were non-Christians from Earth, who moved to the moon to escape the war. As this population increased, as Reagan Station grew, the independent nature of the people of the moon grew as well. The moon became a refuge for those party to neither side in the bitter conflict. An interesting and independent place, intentionally diverse and tolerant. In 2082, Reagan Station became an independent state under UTZ auspices. It's been growing ever since. As it became more city than station, the name began to fade. The independent government called Reagan Station Lunar Prime, and that slowly became its name. Lunar Prime is lived in. It's like any other city with good sections and bad, old broken-down dark areas, and shiny new construction. Independent and united in their neutrality, Lunar Prime's populace segregates itself into its own smaller, separate areas. The Jewish section, the pagan enclave, the Universal Temple, Chinatown. Their separate sectors spoke off the central hub of old Reagan Station proper and the main dome through a series of interconnected corridors and airlocks. The main dome is at the center of the old station and the city, a giant atrium nearly a mile across, the central hub for the station. Three floors of residences and shops circle the atrium. The dome atop the atrium is clear, allowing a breathtaking view of the stars and Earth. Artificial gravity supplements the moon's weak attraction on the floor of the main dome. At the center is a wide, roughly circular pool, almost a half mile in diameter, deliberately overgrown with vegetation and teeming with aquatic life. It's designed as a part of the environmental systems, and also to be aesthetically pleasing. The pool is crisscrossed by two broad walkways lined with trees and bushes, maples and pines, oaks, elms, and Douglas firs, and ferns, hedges, and dogwoods, all can be found under the moon's main dome. There are lilac bushes and stretches of grass surrounding the central pool. Artificial breezes circulate. We tried to bring Earth with us to recreate it best we can. It's been recreated well in the main dome of Lunar Prime. BC is in a deserted part of the dome. There are cleaners and other maintenance robots around, but no people. This is part of BC's plan. This immediate area has no shops or residences. And now no bag. Not a part of my plan. And my ankle hurts. I thought my bag would be safe around here.
Maybe it was picked up by maintenance. That might be worse than getting stolen. They'll make a record of it. I think I hope someone stole it. Twisted, huh? Like my ankle. Bad pun. Is that a pun? I don't know. BC looks back at the wall of the main dome. The circular outer wall of this level of the dome is black, but above him, on the second level, he can hear the din of people and commerce. Where I need to be. The reception hall entrance is back up there, on the other side of the dome. I can't go up there looking like this, all in black with my collar off, legs dipped in shit and the rest of me splattered. Real fine company. Then there's the lunar security cop I knocked out. She'll be waking up. I gotta get out of here. Gotta get some new clothes first, too. Time to move. He walks through the pine trees and heads for the center of the dome, towards the central pool. He walks along the pool's edge until he sees a line of shops ahead on the dome's outer wall. He scans the signs of the shops until he sees the one he needs. Men's clothes, just ahead. Men's shop. Perfect. Now I've got to kind of casually walk out of the trees and into the open, covered in shit. Hum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dum. He ducks out of the wooded section and heads for the men's store. There are a few people around, but most don't notice him or try not to notice him. I haven't been here long enough for anyone to know me yet, thank God. Most of these people seem pretty calm, too. I wonder if the job is done. Should be by now. Should be mass pandemonium. People running crazy. Well, maybe not. But some kind of reaction, anyway. Maybe they're just keeping it quiet for now. BC makes it into the men's clothing store without incident. The sales assistant eyes him warily as he walks in. He's young, impeccably dressed. He arches an eyebrow as he tries to look down his nose at BC. His nose wrinkles as he begins to smell him.
Can I help you?
His voice virtually drips with disdain. I need a new suit. I'd like to have these clothes I'm wearing incinerated in your recycler, too.
Our fitter is down. Should be back up later on. Why don't you come back later?
I don't have time for this.
I thought you asked if you could help me.
Well, I...
Didn't really mean it, I see. Tell you what, you help me out with something off the rack, burn these clothes, and I won't lose my temper. How about it?
The sales guy tries to say something, but just stammers. BC continues.
You don't want me to lose my temper here, do you? Not dressed like this. What if I lose it and... run all over the store, rubbing myself all over these nice, clean, pretty suits of yours.
Look, sir, what?
BC stares him down, then tries to reassure him somewhat.
Look, I'm going to pay for everything, so just sit back. I'll find what I need, you take care of my old stuff, and I'll be gone. And then you can forget all about me.
And you'd better. I'd hate to have to come back and tie you off as a loose end. Or maybe I wouldn't hate it so much, little prick. Just doing the Lord's work. You'd rather not find out. This is already taking way too long, and I'm losing patience fast.
The sales assistant weasels out of the confrontation.
You just go ahead. I'll help with those clothes of yours when you're done.
He wrinkles his nose again at BC and his soiled suit.
BC finds a dark suit, not black, but close enough for off the rack. He pays for the suit with an OPO-secured credit card, untraceable. He changes in the store after cleaning himself up in the store's refresher. The sales assistant incinerates the remnants of his sewer crawl in the store's molecular recycler and doesn't speak to BC again.
Fine by me. See ya.
BC walks out of the store, a new man.
Much better. Clean clothes. Just wish I could do some mind trick and make that little prick forget I was ever in there. Not the right clothes, though. This suit won't pass. I still gotta get into dress blacks. And get back to the auditorium.
He heads for the center of the dome, crossing over one of the walkways to get to the dome's other side. He steps nonchalantly out of the main dome, but then gingerly runs down the corridor towards the Vatican's lunar holdings, still favoring his left ankle. Slight modification of plans. He gets to his room. As the door closes behind him, he kicks off his shoes and rips off the new suit. The tie almost chokes him as he pulls it over his head. He grabs a suit off his rack, the traditional black, an identical suit to the one he wore earlier. He pulls on the pants, the shirt, fixes the collar. He looks at the clock. Time is ticking away, and he's way off plan. Time pressure. Got to get back to the reception hall. Gotta cover tracks, too. BC dumps the suit he just bought through the waste panel in his room and incinerates his brand new clothes. Some tracks covered. As long as that sales guy forgets. Figures I'd find one of the few places on Lunar Prime with a human attendant. Too bad I couldn't have killed him right off. Would have looked suspicious. His lucky day. BC runs back down the corridor, still limping a little. He saunters briskly out of the Vatican holdings, through the main dome again, then up a level to the reception hall, whose doors are blocked by lunar security cops. A crowd is forming outside the hall. Good signs. It must have worked. He makes his way to the front of the crowd. A guard blocks his way when he tries to walk past and into the hall.
I'm sorry, Father. I can't let you in there.
What? BC plays dumb.
Nobody's allowed to enter or leave the reception hall for right now.
Oh, but I'm supposed to be in there. I just left to go to the bathroom. Guard thinks for a second.
I still can't let you in there, even back in there. Orders.
Why not? I'm with the Cardinal. He may need me. The guard thinks again. Hard.
Straining with the effort. Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy. You help a priest, you go to heaven.
Oh, Father, I'm Jewish. I'm not sure we even have the same heaven.
Same God, same heaven. Jesus was Jewish. You still get credit. The guard laughs.
Hold on a sec, Father.
He opens the doors to the hall and ducks half inside. BC can hear him talking to someone. The guard leans back through the door and looks at BC.
Okay, Father, you're in, but you might not want to be.
What?
Go ahead in. You'll see.
BC walks through the doors into some of the chaos he's been expecting. People running around. Other people, important-looking people, milling about. Medtechs all over the stage. The Cardinal is being escorted back down from the dais. BC makes his way through the crowd to the Cardinal. The Cardinal looks up as BC approaches.
Well, Father Campion, you picked a fine time to heed nature's call. Just as the governor began her speech, she collapsed. She passed away on the spot, poor thing. I offered last rites, but her husband seemed almost offended. Said they weren't Catholic, not even new Catholic with the small c. He was distraught, of course. You should have been here. They're younger. He might have responded better to you.
Of course, sir. My apologies.
Mission complete.
That was Chapter 3 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Mission complete. And Keith Hughes as Cardinal Anderson. Keith has one of the biggest cameos in the book. At least the most lines, you know? Cardinal Anderson. I heard Keith do a great reading at Balticon a couple of years ago. Very funny. Humorous, you know? And it's hard to do humor. So I thought, you know what? I bet you
He could do the Cardinal really well. And Keith was one of the first people that I approached to ask, you know, do you think people would want to do this cameo thing? He was very encouraging. And he came on board right away, too, so. My thanks again to Keith. You'll be hearing plenty from him as Cardinal Anderson. And please check out Keith's work at his site, penslinger.com. That's penslinger.com. Keith has written a couple of pretty cool time travel mysteries, adventure novels, in his Time Hunt series. And again, you can find out more at penslinger.com. We'll be hearing a lot more from Keith as the Cardinal in our next chapter, too, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, you can get the book you're listening to as a paperback or ebook or audiobook. Just head over to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com for all the links and the details. You can also go there to get my new calendar that I've put out of ancient mysteries around New England for 2021. And check out my videos of exploring stoneworks from the last year or so. All again at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. And if you want to support this podcast by becoming a patron, please consider heading over to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. For $2, $5, or $10 a month, you can support this podcast and become a patron. And that is all for this week. We'll be back with Chapter 4 and more from Keith on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.